Let us read in our Bibles from Exodus chapter 20, please. Exodus chapter 20. We'll just read verse 12 of Exodus chapter 20. And here's what it says. God's words. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And to also read verses 15 and 17 of Exodus 21. Verse 15 says, he that smiteth his father or mother shall surely be put to death. Verse 17, he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. It says in the book of Proverbs and chapter 1, and I'll just read it, don't turn it up. It says in verse 8, here's the instructions of the wisest sinful man that ever lived. Here's what he says to his son. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck, or a necklace around your neck. God will bless his word. This is the fifth commandment. Honor your father and your mother. It is the first commandment in the second table of the law. We remember the first table of the law, the first four commandments. You shall have no other gods before me. Do not worship idols. Don't take God's name in vain. And remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The first table of the law is all concerned with man's duty to God. How we are to love God with all our heart, mind, soul and strength. Practically, like Jesus said in the New Testament, love the Lord your God with all your heart. That's the first and greatest commandment, the first table of the law. And the second is like it, love your neighbour as yourself. And on these two commandments stand the whole law of God. And here's the second table of the law, commandments 5 through to 10, and they're all concerned with man's duty to man, how we love our neighbour as ourself, our relationships to other people. And the first in line of the relationship commandments of God is honor your father and your mother. And that is first. It's to do with families, isn't it? Families, the most basic unit, the most fundamental unit of all societies in the whole of human history. The fifth commandment is to do with order and obedience and discipline of families. It's to do with how families are run, how families work. It's to do with honor towards those that are older than us. In this case, our parents. It's not just the opinion of a fallible human being. It's a command of God. And it's the first in the relationship commands of God. Honor your father and mother. Family life. The relationship between the parent and the child, and between the child and the parent, is foundational. in God's plan for families. The family. The parent-child relationship is the key and the cause and the cure of so many social problems. And national problems too. This commandment is badly needed today, especially today. Because it is precisely in this family relationship area where Western society is failing, isn't it? It's precisely in this area of family relationships that Western society is breaking down rapidly. I want to give you a quote from a famous English politician. And none of you will know who he is. You not guess. Now here's the quote. Here's what this politician said. Domestic life and domestic discipline must soon be at an end. Society will consist of people no longer grouped into families. So early is the separation of husband and wife, of parents and children. Now here's a man who, looking at his society, said, domestic discipline and family life will come to an end. The separations are coming so early. You know who said it? A man called Lord Shaftesbury. You know when he said it? The mid-1800s. Imagine what he'd say now. You see, it's not new. The sin of family destruction caused by selfishness. No, there's nothing new about it. The only thing about it that's new is that it's excused and justified today. And it's on a massive scale. Families are in difficulties. And that's why God puts this commandment first in our duties towards other human beings. It's the first relationship commandment. You know, in England alone, 150,000 children per year, are affected by their parents' divorce. In England alone, 100,000 children per year run away from home. They're obviously not enjoying their family life. Children are feeling unwanted, rejected, and neglected. And the mindset of our postmodern society seems to be, well, of course, the parents' lusts must come first. Isn't that right? Yes, it's called selfishness. That's the proper term. Divorce is made quick and easy. Abortion on demand. It's not good for families. What about emphasizing the importance of working at building a stable family life? What about the importance of being responsible for the children that we bring into the world? What about the importance of fulfilling the responsibilities and the duties of being a parent? Well, those things are a long way down the list in postmodern Britain. Self comes first. Now, that may well, and it is the case presently. But I'm afraid that's not what God says. God says here, honour thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You know, this commandment is blatantly and obviously in the New Testament. Here's what this commandment in the New Testament says in Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honour thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. See, it says in the New Testament, children, obey your parents. You see, that's one of the meanings of the word honor. The Hebrew word honor in the Old Testament. Obedience is a part of what it means to honor parents. Now we could ask the question, why is it that the honor of parents through children's obedience is so important to God? It's foundational. Why does he put it first in the relationship commandments? I could show you hundreds, literally hundreds of Bible references that teach this very same thing. It's very important to God. Because this honor of parents through obedience is essential to the fabric of society, any society. Let me give you an illustration. In the year 1996, there were a herd of young elephants, and they were taken from Kruger National Park in South Africa to a reserve 20 kilometres away from a place called Sun City. Now, in a very short time, this herd of young baby elephants became delinquents. That's what they called them, delinquents. Imagine delinquent elephants. But these young elephants started running around and ripping up trees and attacking cars with the tourists in them and even threatening the park rangers. And one of them had to be shot dead. And we could ask the question, why did these young elephants do this? What's the reason? Now, here's the reason. And I'm going to quote now from a secular expert, not a Christian. Here's what the secular experts on these things say. The baby elephants were taken from their parents too young. If a young elephant does, listen to this now, if a young elephant does not have a role model in its parents, it grows up and becomes violent. It becomes violent as it develops. And here's what they continue to say. Older elephants teach their siblings the rule of discipline and authority. That's what elephants do. And that's why the baby elephants grew up to be delinquents. Because they were taken from their parents, and their parents therefore couldn't teach them that. It's not only elephants turn out that way. Sure, it's not. We are born into a world of authority, whether we like it or not. And our first introduction to authority in this world is in our home, with our parents, isn't it? And if this encounter between the child and the authority of their parents goes wrong, the whole of society will go wrong. And that's precisely why we have a more disobedient society today. Disobedience, here's what the sociologists and the secular experts say, it's so true. Disobedience in the home leads to a despising of authority in all its forms. Obedience in the home leads to respect for old age and respect for civil authorities. The children's encounter with authority or lack of it in the home leaves an impression, an indelible impression upon the children. In other words, we need to learn from the elephants who teach their children the rule of discipline and authority so that they don't grow up violent and disobedient. Maybe humans that are educated in the United Kingdom might catch up with the intelligence of the elephants soon if they start obeying God. Here's a quote. The truth is that the most serious moral decline in a nation, the most serious moral decline in a nation is when parents lose control of their children and when children no longer respect their parents. That's the most serious moral decline in a nation. And that's precisely why God puts this commandment first in the relationship commands. Because it's important. Honour thy father and thy mother. And honour means, a part of the word honour means obey. That's a part of honouring. And we are just beginning, men and women, to see the results of a neglect of the fifth commandment in our society today. You ask the teachers in the schools. Ask the policemen. Ask the fire brigade who get stoned by children. Ask the train drivers and the bus drivers who get bricked by children as young as 7 years old. Ask the dinner ladies, the ambulance men and women. Ask the childminders. Honour means obey. Is there any exceptions? Yes, there is. There is an exception to always obeying what your parents say as a child, you know. You obey God rather than man. If they tell you to do something that is unholy, you don't do it. That's the exception. But also, God says, honour your father and mother. Honour also means value and respect. And why not? Parents are to be valued and respected. What's the objection to that? Surely no one would have an objection to honour and valuing and respecting their parents. Didn't your mother give up her hourglass figure for you? She never got it back, you know, the way it was before. Just for you. Didn't your parents give up nights of sleep for you? Didn't they? Didn't they get you what they could? Didn't they spend their money on you? The best they could. Didn't you put years on them? You know, a lot of those grey hairs were put there by you and me. Isn't that right? And didn't they love you even when you failed? They deserve our honour and respect, don't they? Just for that. Surely they deserve value and respect. They gave up so much. Quite reasonable for God to ask us then to honour our parents, isn't it? Honor also means care for, the Hebrew word. We're to care for our parents. We're to care for them when Alzheimer's disease begins to write its graffiti over their closing years. Honor's more important even then. We're to care. I know that it does get to the point when it's beyond coping. And maybe our homes are not the place when it gets to that stage. But we're still to do our best. We're to see that they're cared for. Because a part of the word honour means care for. And today we know that in the United Kingdom we have an ageing population, don't we? And the burdens upon carers are great. But we're still to care. Caring is not an option. A loving kiss and an injection of potassium chloride is not the answer. Euthanasia is wrong. Killing off old people is wrong. It's not the answer to caring. You see, in our postmodern society, this tragedy of our society is, our society always wants the quick fix remedy for its burdens and problems. Instead of sorting the problems out, our society always wants the quick fix, doesn't it? They just dispense with the unwanted children by quick abortions. Inconvenient marriages, what do you do with them? You just dispense with them by easy divorces, quick. The unwanted burden, and it is unwanted, the unwanted burden of a growing elderly population, what is it? What's the reaction? Euthanasia. It's starting to come into our politics. It's an extension of the mindset of our society. There's more and more political pressure to give them lethal injections instead of caring. But that's not the answer. In the countries where they have euthanasia, people are bumped off without their permission all the time. It's just a fact. It happens all the time. Society grows and advances as it learns to care for people and sort out the problems, not just dispose of them. That's the attitude of Hitler and the Nazis. They just dispose of their problems. And our mindset and our country is going the exact same way. But it's not what God wants, men and women. Honor your father and mother. Honor means obey. Honor means value and respect. Honor means care for. You have to care for them. Who gives anyone the right to kill another human? No matter what condition they're in. We can't make those decisions. I remember my grandfather, he was in the hospital. He had Alzheimer's disease. And I remember just before he died, I remember sitting beside him. There was no reaction to anyone or anything. I was there, and his wife, my grandmother, sitting beside him. And I remember holding his hand, and she whispered into his ear. To look at him, you would have thought, he doesn't know anything, he's gone. And she whispered in his ear, Pappy, I called him Pappy. Paul's here. If you can hear me, squeeze his hand. And he did. You see, he knew. He still knew I was there. He couldn't show it outwardly, but he was still there. He knew. And we're to care for these people. And the older they get, we still have to care for them. Eliminating them is not an option. They're not problems. They're people. And we're to honor our father and mother. My second point is why. God tells us why, that thy days may be long in the land. It's the only commandment with a promise. The New Testament says, for this is right, and that your days may be long, that you may live long on the earth. We are to honor and obey this commandment because God said it's right. And that's it. Everyone else's opinion's wrong. If God says it's right, it's right. And then we have long life on the earth. It's, of course, a general principle. There are exceptions. But I don't want to stay with that. I want to go to the third point, and I want to ask the question, what about today? What about honoring our father and our mother today in our society? Well, isn't it a fact that in our society, honor and obedience to parents is lessening? And also, the means of enforcing obedience has been removed from the schools. We're seeing the results of it in the schools now. I mentioned that on Wednesday night. And if the group called EPOC get their way, EPOC stands for the end of physical punishment for children. If EPOC gets its way, the main form of discipline will be removed out of the hands of parents in the home as well. You know, friends, we have more wild, uncontrollable children in the UK than ever before. Rebelliousness. But it's not just children. Sure it's not. The children are just a reflection. And what they reflect is the spirit of our age. And the spirit of our age is the spirit of lawlessness. Isn't it? It's everywhere. Lawlessness. Lawlessness means rebelliousness against authority. Any authority in every sphere, there's a rebelliousness now against any authority. Lawlessness. Do you know that in the Bible, the beast, the Antichrist, is known as the man of lawlessness? The man of lawlessness will be revealed. Lawlessness and disobedience and rebelliousness is the spirit of the Antichrist. And the world's getting ready for him. Lawlessness. And the neglect of the fifth commandment of honoring parents is one of the signs of the end of the world. Do you know that? A lack of honor and obedience to parents is one of the things that will usher in the end of the world. Jesus said in Matthew 10, he's talking about the end of the world. Matthew 10, verse 21, and the children shall rise up against their parents. You know what it says in 2 Timothy and chapter 3? I'm going to read it to you. Here's what it says. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unnatural, unthankful, unholy, and so on. Disobedient to parents. Same thing, Romans 1:30. this society's attitude of disrespectful, rebellious, selfish, antinomianism against any kind of authority, and especially against the authority of parents, is a spirit from the pit of hell itself. It is the mind and the thoughts and the desire of the devil. It's Antichrist's main attribute, lawlessness. It is the spirit, as it says in Ephesians 2, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. It's time to finish. We were all born with that rebellious spirit, the sinful nature. Rebellion against God and His laws. And of course that spills over into rebellion against any sort of authority. We don't want anyone telling us what to do. That would insinuate they have authority over us. And there's a rebelliousness against authority in the sinful nature of human beings. But those who are Christians, we now have God's Spirit. And our nature has changed. Oh yes, the rebellious spirit is still there. The sinful nature is still there. But now we have God's Spirit within us. And we love God's law. And we take pleasure in obeying God. Don't we? Don't we, Christians? Isn't that what a man of God says? Here's, let me quote to you. Make me go in the path of your commandments, for therein do I delight. Psalm 119. God's people love God's law and they delight to obey it. It's the opposite from the spirit of rebelliousness. Do you? Do you love God's law and delight to obey it? Are you really saved? Does your life manifest the Spirit of God? Obedience? Or the spirit of Antichrist? Rebelliousness? Honor thy father and mother. Honor means obey, value, respect, care for. Why? Because God says. And that's why. What about today? Well, the spirit of dishonor is abroad in our society. Just like the Bible said it would be at the end. I want to ask you as it closes, have you kept the fifth commandment perfectly? Have you kept the first five commandments perfectly for your whole life? If not, you're a sinner. That's why you need to trust in the only one who perfectly fulfilled all God's law and died for sinners. And when you trust Him, His obedience is taken and placed on you. And you become righteous with God. But you need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Amen. Thank you for your attention.